Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Miss Wendy Wilson from she is the apothecary herbs lady, and she's really smart, and we're glad to have her here tonight, and because she's got this booklet, this catalog that she has, and the next one that's going to have my picture in it, and then I hear that you might put Joe's picture in it too.
And, you know, I have people call and ask me if you've been there.
Well, maybe we could do a before and after picture. Before we took the herbs and then after. And you can put Joe and I in there. And I won't say who will be. All right, there you go. We better leave it alone there. But this is a dynamite. Well, actually, you got some pictures of some pretty girls in there. One's a young, sweet young lady. I'm glad that Joe Biden couldn't get a hold of her. He'd be smelling her hair. And, yeah, and then you've got your picture in there, and there you go.
Guaranteed Joe Biden hadn't sniffed my hair.
Yeah, well, you know, I was in danger. I told you some years ago. I chased him down the hallway of the Russell Building, but I didn't really know. I mean, he had the opportunity to sniff my hair before I even seen him, but he didn't. But he probably wouldn't want it to.
Although, I don't think you're his type.
Well, I had more hair then, too, but than I do now. But anyhow,
true.
So, yeah, I chased him down the hallway of the Russell Building because he came out and we got talking about pro-life. And he said, well, you know, not everybody's pro-life. I said, God is. I said, you're pro-life or you're low-life. And then we kind of started disagreeing on
like
things.
That.
No, he took off running, and I chased him. But he outran me. But anyhow, he was a lot skinnier than me. Now, we got to let Wendy pick it up where she left off.
Well, I was just saying before the break that some of the research I was reading on that supposed Spanish flu, the whole thing was started by the military being inoculated. And then they were sent overseas, and it spread there. And then everybody was scared, and then they started inoculating citizens. So this is how that started.
Yep. And you know what they want to do? Think about this for a minute. You know, just the other day, China unveiled three brand spanking new huge battleships. And they have such a training program, disciplinary. Same thing with Russia, building up their military. And what's happening? In fact, we did that article last night, Joe, from the Chinese. We're talking about how they were that the military here, their people here were helping to kill off our military, to kill off our soldiers. We did that last night, and they are. They're discharging soldiers who will not take the poison. And they are helping the Red Chinese kill off our soldiers by the poisonous poke. And I've known a number of them already. And you know what? These young guys, these soldiers that asked for, they wanted the little paper that we sent out, the religious exemption paper, and to go in, and the ones that could not get that religious exemption, they got the poisonous poke. Every one of them got the COVID. Every one of them.
We had that flight surgeon, that Air Force flight surgeon, I guess it was, that talking about how a lot of the pilots were starting to have heart attacks after taking the vaccine and having heart problems, and she wanted to ground all the pilots that took the vaccines, and she got relieved of her position and shuffled off someplace else and told to keep her mouth shut. But we got that story out, so we know that they were worried about the ability of the pilots to be on flight duty. And think about that. Our frontline defense are the fighter pilots that get up there and are the first line to attack the enemy forces. And if they are in danger, these healthy, super fit pilots are having heart problems. What does that say for the rest of the military, Navy, Air Force, you know, Army, Coast Guard? It's going to be a long-term problem that'll be years before we know how bad it's, how much damage has been done.
Yeah, you know, they're not telling you how many of the military pilots have died. They're not telling you. They're only talking about the... So we have no idea. They're keeping that quiet. But here now, I got, you know, last night we talked to you about the protest that they were having, that they
worldwide,
did have.
Yeah.
Well, worldwide, but here in Cleveland, they had a protest, and they protested the Luca restaurants because they issued a mandate that you had to have a vax ID showing that you had taken the poison to come into the restaurants. Well, tonight there was a big protest out there at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. And here, let me just read what they just texted me. The protest went very well at the restaurant. People thanked us for being there, and we got a lot of beeps. We had some that yelled at us as they walked into the restaurant, showing their papers. Just like in Nazi Germany, huh? Some mocked us, saying how good the food is. It's sad what's happening. It'll be at most our restaurants. Let me see. Okay. I think soon. It's a very weird feeling just to have people look at you as trash. Well, you know, here, the mindset, these idiots, they don't understand. They have to show this is tyranny. It's tyranny. And you know what it is? It's stupidity. It is stupidity. You know, it's unbelievable. They're giving in. Well, Wendy and Joe, I mean, can you believe how quickly people bought this, how quickly they fell for this?
No, long ago I used to have faith in the American people, that they were smart enough to catch on. But you and I have been on the radio giving warnings for so many, the greater part of our lives, and only a very small handful of people really could hear and understand and heeded the warning. So, no, I'm not surprised anymore how easy they succumbed to the lies. They wanted so to believe, oh, the government, this is what the government said, they're going to save me. And they've been brought up in the public fool system to believe the government, you know.
Well, again, they have been... And like they were saying, they'll fall for it. Remember what I just read yesterday. I had read this, and Wendy, you didn't hear it, but let me just read this again. And that is this, and we talked about this when it took place. If you remember back, it was back on about 2009. The same time as the other one piece. And here, this is Kissinger. Now, I'm reading right out of a newspaper article.
Right.
He says here, this is on February 25th, 2009. Now, he's speaking, okay, to the people at the World Health Organization, Council on Eugenics, is who he's speaking to. Here's what he says. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. Do you mask rats out there, do you understand? Listen to me, what he's saying here. Now, he says, they will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donations. That's right. There are people out there, especially the Deathocrats, would be easily convinced that it would be all right to force... to take away, force people to organ harvesting as long as they're Christians or whatever.
As they're dead.
No, not necessarily, no. See, that's not...
that's
see,
what people think, yeah.
The Chinese, Joe, have a science. They made a science on how to keep people alive why they're removing their organs.
Right.
And
long
I watched
to get the fresh organs. Yep.
Okay, now, he said here, it's forcible blood organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And I know many of you in this room are investors. It's a big, big win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for their extermination services. And that was Henry Kissinger on February 25th, 2009. Now, here's another one. You know, here, 19-city medical doctor urgent care clinics in New York City had to close due to staffing shortages caused by medical workers being laid off. They're, you know, being fired because they wouldn't take the vax. Here, this is just a very short clip, Wendy. This is a nurse, and here's just what she has to say. It's only like 24 seconds. I think. Come on.
It's technology.
Okay, hang on. I get it.
True story. November 15th, I was terminated from my nursing job because of mandates. This weekend, on December 18th, I had a message from staffing asking me if I could work this weekend all through Christmas and all through to the new year. They're so desperately short.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. And I just wish the people would smarten up now out there. And like you said, Joe, here, anti-vax protests erupt worldwide amid plan for major D.C. events. So you're going to be a major one on January 23rd. Do you know why they picked January 23rd? Do you know what's going to happen on the 22nd? It's the March for Life.
March for, okay, yeah.
So you're going to have all of the pro-lifers there, and so a lot of the people that wouldn't go for that would go for the Patriot movement. And so here, the marches in Washington on January 23rd will begin at 11:30 a.m. at the Washington Monument and conclude at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, about 1 mile away, called Defeat the Mandate D.C. It's organized by the Unity Project, Children's Health Defense, and the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists. There you go.
All those right-to-life marchers will stay over instead of touring the city or the memorials or something. They will join the second march.
Yep.
Strategy.
Yeah. And so that's what's going to happen. All right.
One story I think has got to be told. They're in Vermont. The emergency rooms, and Wendy, maybe you can help explain this, are being overwhelmed with people who have tested positive for COVID but have no symptoms.
Right.
In Vermont, about 77% of the population are vaccinated, the nation's highest rate, but these Vermonters who are taking these tests and are testing positive are clogging up the emergency rooms. Because they're testing positive, they run to the emergency room for treatment, but they're not sick. And
you could test positive.
One more sentence. The association, the Vermont Hospital Association, is hearing of similar situations in other parts of New England. Now, go ahead.
Well, it's just you could test positive for a flu that you've come in contact with, but you have maybe natural immunity to it, and you don't get sick, but you would test positive as having come in contact with it. They're just not understanding how their immune system works. And this is what virologist Johann Gazeek said back early in 2020 when he looked at the virus. He says it's a flu bug. It's an influenza most people have already encountered. it's going to be a problem for a minority of people, those that have underlying health conditions. And usually people with underlying health conditions are on prescription drugs, like diabetics or heart patients. And a lot of those drugs flush minerals out of your system. And that's what they found on these patients, is they were very low in minerals, including zinc. And when you don't have zinc, your immune system has struggles to protect you from viruses, and also you lose your sense of taste and smell. So, you know, it's all connected there, but people aren't hearing that. It's almost like, you know, medical common sense, and people don't exercise that.
Well, don't you know common sense died? They even had a funeral, but be that as it may, we also know that this test is not a very good test. There are a lot of false positive readings, and so here, what is Biden going to do? We're going to put out more test kits to scare more people instead of, you know, looking at natural herbs or medicines that can treat, like hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, ivermectin. They're skipping everything, and they're going to give everybody these tests. All they're going to do is scare the sheep even more, aren't they? More and more people test positive, creates more and more fear. Isn't this really nothing but a way to create fear in the people?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. Keep them afraid. Keep them afraid. Keep them off balance.
And if they're afraid, they're not thinking logically, and they're going to turn to the government, oh, help us, help us, I want the vax, and they're going to get more vax, more vaccines, more boosters, and that's going to make it worse. They're going to get sick more. In other words, more people are going to die. The more vaccines that are given, the more booster shots, the more people will get sick, die, or have severe health problems, and the less healthy the nation
Here's,
will be.
Again, this has always been their strategy. This is the wiles. Look, remember again, we got to go back to what, you know, Marx wrote on that, and Engels, they said, keep people confused, say one thing, do the other. Okay, Joe Biden says there will be no mandates. There will be no mandates. Okay, so what does he do? He puts his mandates, right?
Right.
You know, Fauci, remember what Fauci, keep people confused. Keep them confused. You don't need a mask. A mask won't do you any good. No, you need a mask. Unless it's Tuesday, you need two masks on Tuesday, right? Okay. Or, you know, if you take two boosters, wear three masks. Yeah. All of this, you know, and they say, well, he's incompetent. No, he's not. He's doing exactly according to the manual, and it's working. People out there, again, you see the mask rats running around out there. We had some people here today. He came out, and they live in another part. Now, we were out all day. We didn't see anybody wearing masks. We didn't see anybody out here in our county wearing masks. Nobody was wearing masks, okay? But where they come from, they were all wearing masks out there because they were, you know, we have out here, our sheriff says, no, this is a mandate, this is not a law, it's not constitutional, and it's not going to be enforced in this county, and it's not. But now people are starting little by little to figure things out, and they're starting to think, wait a minute, maybe these people don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, they do know. Folks, let me tell you, I hate to have to tell you, this is what we told you about for years. It's a depopulation. The whole point of it is for you to get sick and die. It's for you to get sick. And listen, this planet, they feel, should be kept clean, okay, for the elite. You know, they feel that they are the elite, and I'm not kidding you now. A lot of those that you see, these talking heads and that, and the Hollywood types, to think that they're a part of the elite, they're really not. The real elite will say, you know, we'll use those useful idiots for now. They think that they're going to be allowed to be a part of us, and they're not, okay? And that's what you have in most of your media. And most of your media, these are just the talking heads or useful idiots, okay? And
to back you up before you get too far ahead, back in April 1st, 2021, the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, said this: analysis from our Phase 3 study with BioNTech shows that the COVID-19 vaccination was 100% effective in preventing COVID-19 cases in South Africa. 100%, unquote. Now, he's either the world's biggest liar or there was a mistranslation from English into English.
Well, again, keep them afraid, keep them off balance, say this, say that, go this way, go that way. We played that clip of Fauci and the others from the World Health Organization saying we have to scare them. In order to get them to take, we got to scare them. We've got to make them much more afraid. We've got to make them afraid. And so that's what they're doing. And it's working out there. And, I don't want to sound mean or nasty, but no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid. It's not there. That's what you're getting from NBC, ABC, CBS, and what's happening out there. People are falling for this, and it's pitiful to see them falling for this. Look, Wendy, how many more people are dying in this country every year? I mean, 10 times as many from the drugs that the Democrats are bringing into this country. And I mean the Deathocrats, those that are working. Look, the Deathocratic Communist Party works hand and foot with the drug cartels and the human smugglers. They're working hand in hand with them. You can
or
take that.
Totally allowing them to be totally unfettered and unharassed and unpatrolled and policed.
Yeah, they're accidentally flying in plane loads of them. At nighttime and taking them to cities and turning them loose out there and saying, go out and spread the disease. And what's happening to the children? Remember, pedophilia is rampant within the Deathocratic Communist Party. It's rampant within the Deathocratic Communist Party. And so you don't know what's happening to all those children that they're bringing in here. And so anyhow, that's what's happening. And we keep hearing these Republicans licking their chops saying, come November, when we're going to take back the House. I heard a Newt Gingrich saying, we expect to get more than 70. You know what? There may not be a country. They're destroying things so fast, and they will do whatever they can. If it's COVID, whatever kind of a crisis they will have to event to stop the election. And like they're already saying, if there's going to be an election, it's going to be by mail-in ballots, what they can control. They're already going that way. And unless we get better, and unless the military stands up and does its job, and the military needs to stand up, and we need to get rid of Smiley Miley, Austin, and those.
Legislature. I'm putting my faith in the more state legislatures are waking up. They're starting to understand that they were, the election was fraudulent. But I wanted to add this. Dr. Malone, Robert Malone, who invented that mRNA technology that's used in the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, he believes, his quote, that more than 500,000 American lives could have been saved if the White House coronavirus advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the government health establishment did not undermine the effective COVID-19 early treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So you've got the man who invented this technology saying these people allowed 500,000 people to die and on purpose because if it came out that these treatments were effective, then they would have to withdraw their vaccine because the vaccines are in emergency use. And if there is a treatment, then they can't have the emergency use. They would have to pull the vaccines off the market, quit using them, and all those rich people would lose a fortune.
Well,
so,
Dr. Malone, Dr. Malone's been banned by Twitter. Yep. He's no longer allowed on Twitter, and so he's they're trying to stop him from getting his message out. Same thing with Dr. McCullough. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines, and since we have Wendy here, and let all those folks out there call in if they have a question or a comment. We always get a big response. And folks, remember, I'm telling you about this catalog. Two things I want to tell you about you really need. To get Wendy's catalog and to get our newsletter. You really need both of those. You know, Wendy, we sent out over 2,100 of those religious exemption forms, over 2,100 of them. And we got people today. We just sent out another 16 today. People are calling every day wanting the religious exemption forms. And we got a really good feedback on that, Joe. A lot of them called and said that they worked very well. They took them in, and that's all they needed to do. So
fantastic.
There you go.
Fantastic.
But, folks, if
thank
you get,
Jesus.
Yeah, you the things we send you, very, very interesting articles, things that you hear us talk about here on the radio program, because we just hit on a little bit of the articles, most of the articles, but we'll send those to you in the newsletter. It's free. Don't cost you anything. But how do you get it? Here. Don't call us. Do this. Write WRWL Ministries at 14781 Sperry Road, and that's Newberry. And we'll give this out again in a little while. Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And get a pen and paper if you haven't. We'll give it out again because you write it, and you very clearly you write your address. You know, you won't believe that we will have people that will write us, and then they'll only put, like, the state they're from, or they won't give us a return address, but they'll ask for the newsletter, okay? We need your name and your address for the newsletter, and it don't hurt for a phone number. Do you know, Wendy, every now and then somebody will write a nice letter, and they'll leave their phone number in there, and I'll read that letter, and I'll call them to thank them for that letter. And they seem
and
to get...
We do not keep... lists. We do not give the government keep lists, and there's no way if you have a return address that is going to get in the wrong hands.
Right. But what I do, I send all of that stuff to Pastor Joe, so the FBI, if you're listening, you want to raid somebody in the middle of the night. Okay. But we're going to open the phone lines up at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Nationwide, if you have a question or a comment, especially for Miss Wendy, because we have her here. What do you have to say about all that, Miss Wendy?
Well, that's a lot you just said.
Bring it on.
Well, I mean, people just need to start thinking for themselves and you know, I often say what Benjamin Franklin coined, half the truth is still a whole lie. You need to vet things out, you know.
That's exactly why we're here.
Nice. Yep.
We are the watchman on the wall, and that's why we're here. Six nights a week, we tell people what they don't want them to know. And the reason we get the response that we do, and I praise the good Lord because it's so encouraging. And we read every single letter. Tomorrow morning, Joe, Wendy, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be sitting there with a stack of letters, probably a foot high from people, and we'll be reading them and praying. We'll be meeting and praying, and sometimes we go on, and tomorrow at our prayer breakfast, it starts at 9 o'clock at the church. We're going to be a little shorthanded because a lot of the people that are normally there won't be there. And so, folks, here's the address for the church for both the newsletter and for a prayer meeting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's WRWL. It's just WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road. Newberry, Newbury, Newbury, 44065. Now, That's for both Doers of the Word Baptist Church and What's Right, What's Left Ministries. Everything's in the same building there.
And the also, state of Ohio.
Right. I didn't say Ohio. Yep, Ohio, 44065. And the prayer meeting starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. No. We have, who did you say we have? Fred, you're in the air.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
Okay, how are you?
Man, I am awesome. One of the reasons is that all the information that you guys are getting, giving out, this is a breath of fresh air. I'm here in Texas, and all the information that you guys are putting out, this is the only way we get this information. I'm listening to you on Word 100.7 FM. And I call it an act of God because I'm retired and I begin working at night, and I'm able to listen to the Christian information, and lo and behold, I come upon you. And all this information that you all are putting out, it is so much needed, especially here, well, everywhere, but especially in Texas, because they're telling us about, how everything is ramping up again, and they're pushing the vaccine and all of this stuff here. And I just got a letter from my bishop, and they don't get what you guys are saying, because they are, pushing that, we need to get the vaccine, we need to social distance and all this. So I'm going to write you a letter to get your newsletter, and I'm going to support your ministry, because I believe in what you guys are saying. I mean, the information that you guys are getting, I'm going to say 75%, or if not 95% of the people don't get this. So I want to encourage you guys, and I want to get Miss Wendy's catalog so, we can get some information to our people so they can protect themselves from what's going on. But I appreciate you guys, and I know you got other people, but you all, I'm trying to fight with you.
Bless you, and thanks for the encouragement.
Thank you very much, right. And have a happy new year, Fred.
Yes, sir, you too.
All right, very good. Thank you. Who did you say was next? AC, you're in the... I haven't heard from him in a while. Okay.
Hello,
AC.
Yes, I had a quick question and then a comment from history. The quick question for Wendy was, what reference does she have for the statement about the vaccine in the 1918 flu? Something I could read about that, or?
Yeah, you could. You go to Ethan Huff. Ethan Huff wrote a good article. It's on Natural News. Go up to Natural News website and look for an article by Ethan Huff. And that article was put out today. It's a today's article.
Okay. All right.
So
the comment I wanted to make from history, recently I was reading a magazine, since it's the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and there was a statement in this magazine made by a famous leader during that time, and I want to read that statement real quick. It says, "How fortunate for government that the people they administer don't think."
Yeah.
You know who made that statement?
Probably FDR. Who made it?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, that would be what we have today. You heard what I just read from, what's his name? The old... Yeah. Gee, Joe. Mm-hmm. We're getting, we're
I know his face, I can hear his voice, but I can't tell you his name. Kissinger, yeah.
Henry Kissinger, yep. And so you heard the article I just...
Yeah, but this is the problem. People don't think. And God gave us a mind, but if we don't want to use it, we have to accept the consequences.
Well, you're right, and he's also given us the charge to warn the wicked, to speak the truth, to refute, to rebuke, and to exhort. And that's what we're doing here. It's up to us older people, because the younger people have been so dumbed down. But you have to speak with authority. You really do. And you refute these people. You will not find out there. None of the talking heads and the fake media would dare come on this radio program and discuss these articles. They would not discuss the election fraud. They would not discuss this. They would not do it, because they knew that here they could not get away with that, okay? But out there, and the people don't know any better, like you're saying. Well, what can you do?
Hitler was welcomed into power. He didn't shoot his way into power. They wanted him.
Yeah.
And he sweet-talked his way into power, and then he took control. And it's, sad, but... And Hitler was a type of the Antichrist.
And we have a government filled with them right now.
God always warns before greater judgment. And even like Pearl Harbor, there were warnings about Pearl Harbor, and we ignored the warnings.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
Even on the very day of the attack, an Army radar unit, had spotted the squadrons, and they warned the Naval and Air Base, and they were ignored. They had the squadrons on the radar.
Do you remember 9/11? A 9/10 the day before on C-SPAN, that fellow that just recently died, Bob Dole, and Gary Hart, two former senators, Bob Dole and Gary Hart, they were on C-SPAN, and they were talking about, and I thought how eerie this was, that there's a very good possibility that we could be attacked using commercial aircraft to attack us. That was the day before, okay? So it was almost like they were using C-SPAN to put the message out, it's on. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'm not saying it is. But I got an eerie feeling. It was like they're using this. Now, on top of that, in June, hip-hop, rap music group came out, and on their picture album, they had the picture of the two twin buildings there, twin trade buildings, with planes flying into them, and that was in June. And we sent that out. We sent that out back there. So there was a warning. Not only that, but think about this. What was the Israeli news team doing up on top of the roof buildings across the ways with their cameras fixed upon the World Trade Building, World Trade Center, the day before?
Pastor Ernie, you're not supposed to say things like that. Why, people might think that they had a heads up, knew something might happen. You don't dare tell people the truth.
Yeah, they're not ready for it, are they?
No, they're not.
All righty, there you go. So, Wendy, you better say something.
Well, I'm listening. By the way, I cannot hear the callers. I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I wanted to put another plug in for your catalog, because they really should get your catalog, okay? And, it doesn't matter if my picture's not in there. The products are what matters, okay? Okay, and so here it's called www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And on page 25 of the one I have here, you talk about the pandemic kit. And a lot of people would be much better off today if they had that kit, wouldn't they?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So you've got the diabetic formula, the You've got the diabetic fenugreek tincture. You've got the relaxation formula. You've got the valerian root formula, the emotional stress formula. You've got the male hormone formula. You hear that, Joe? You got the prostate kit. She's got the power herb kit, the snake and spider bite kit, the pneumonia kit, the pandemic kit, the marshmallow root that soothes the kidneys and bladders kit. You've got all of that stuff, Wendy. I mean, it just goes on and on. So, folks, it's real medicine. This is the medicine that God gave us, right, Wendy?
Yes, and he said so. From Genesis to Revelation, he's been encouraging us all these thousands of years to use it.
Do you think God knows what he's talking about?
Well, yeah, I think he knows what nutritional medicinal properties you need because he created the body.
So, do you think that people are dying by the millions with God's herbs or by Big Pharma and their pharmakia drugs?
Well, I will say I don't believe I've ever heard of a coroner listing death by supplement on a death certificate.
There you go. But they're dropping left and right by these poisonous pokes, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Sorry, but that's true.
But people aren't supposed to know there because they're supposed to be dumbed down, huh?
Yeah, and you know, part of that dumbing down is heavy metals in the vaccines.
So, there you go.
Can you give us an example of what heavy metals are in there?
Well,
I don't think most people
mercury.
Have any idea. I'm sorry.
Well, it's go mercury. Ahead. They don't list it as mercury. They list it as thermosol.
Oh, so in other words, they use a word that has the same meaning, but a word that most people aren't familiar with. Everybody knows what mercury is, but hardly anybody other than a chemist would know what that other word. What did you say? Thermosol?
Well, thermosol, but even scientists and virologists don't even know what thermosol is. I spoke to a virologist who was a virologist. Now, a virologist studies viruses and pathogens and may even work for drug companies in designing vaccines. But I spoke to one who said that they were a virologist in their career for 30 years before they realized thermosol is mercury.
Oh.
And, boy, doctors and nurses, they never look at the ingredients in any of these serums they're putting in you. They don't look at the insert, but of course now the insert is blank on the COVID serum. So
Joe didn't know it either, Wendy. Don't let him fool you. He didn't know it either.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I said I didn't know it.
All right.
Well,
here you go.
See, heavy metals are a neurotoxin.
Okay. There you go. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, so what we've been witnessing is multiple acts of treason by our leaders. And I think the most dangerous precedent that has been set are these emergency orders, which effectively suspend the Constitution, even though there's no emergency exception in the Constitution. But it's easy for me to say that in the coming new year, things are only going to get worse. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a variant that has a high percentage kill rate. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw other types of emergencies where they use emergency orders. I wouldn't be surprised if the election was suspended. And I think the most devastating blow that could happen to us is if they take away our electricity. It would become quickly a nightmare world. And I know in the end times in Revelations, it says you will be afraid of a falling leaf. And I think we're almost there.
Well, it is that they're using fear. And 366 times in God's word, the Bible says fear not. 366 times. And it doesn't do you any good to fear. It just, what it does is it's a waste of time because being afraid is not going to help you, but it can always hurt you.
Well, I think what's important is that people be prepared for the worst. how long, and I'll throw this out to everybody, how long could you exist without electricity? If you really think about all the ramifications, everything we do, from pumping gasoline to accessing our money, and your radio show, all depends on electricity. So how long would you last without gasoline, without being able to go to the market? Your trash wouldn't be picked up. They haven't done anything to protect the electrical grid, and it's definitely susceptible to a cyber attack. And one of the things that we've learned is they cannot stop a cyber attack. If it happens, we would consider it an act of war. But with the people that are in power right now, I think it would just be another excuse to surrender.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be. It would be an excuse. They would surrender. We don't. That's the whole point. That's what they're there for. This is why, again, well, let me just say that, because you have heard people say, well, we wouldn't last a year. Well, it depends on your individuals. I went for 18 months without any electricity, out and living out in the jungle. I learned how to do that, okay? And if you're young and you're healthy, you can do things like that, okay? And you don't, you know, but a lot of people Joe's age could never do that. And so yeah, and it would be tough, but you could survive. I don't believe that, you know, within the first 2 years half the population would die. I don't think so. I think people would learn, like they did years ago before they had electricity, they could live without it. It wouldn't affect the Amish community very much, I can tell you that.
No, you're right, but I think it would be very difficult to survive in the city. And let's face it, most people today are city people. They're not trained in survival tactics.
Well, you know what? If you live in Chicago, even with electricity, you know, it's hard to survive. They have 800 shot dead this year. Listen, I got to move on, but listen, thanks for calling, and have a happy new year. All right, how much time do I have there, Andy? Okay, this is the last call. Let's go to John. John, you're in the air. Or Jim. Jim, you're in the air.
Pastor.
Hey, Jim.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and talk about the death of Harry Reid. I mean, sometimes the only answer is when God gets his hands on people like Harry Reid. Oh, he's a great senator. And everything he did up in Denver was terrible, evil, wicked. And all of a sudden, God stepped in. Now he's not on his workout machine anymore. Where he had those bruises all over his face, you know, on his workout machine. So I'll tell you, sometime I was laying in bed when I heard the news, and when I heard it, I went like this: "There is a God. There is a God." You have a good program. It's a good program tonight. Thanks.
All right. He was involved with that whole Bundy Ranch thing when they went after the Bundy family.
And
trying to take their property away from them.
And in fact, he was the guy who wrote the letter to Rush Limbaugh's and said, "Take this guy off the air." And Limbaugh put the letter, he was given the letter, and he put it on the air and said, "Whoever, you know, gives the biggest offer, I'm gonna take that money and I'm gonna give it to, I think, Wounded Warriors." And sure enough, a woman paid $1 million for that letter that Harry Reid wrote and said, "Take Limbaugh off the air."
All right, very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right, do you know what time it is, Joe?
It's time to tell people the most important decision they'll ever make. It's time to tell them that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and that you're not going to get to the Heavenly Father unless you go through his Son, Jesus. That is truth. And we know that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know the wages of sin is death, but we know that the gift of God, we talked earlier, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And the decision we have to make is where we will spend eternity. Will we spend eternity with the saints in heaven and with our brothers and sisters in Christ, or are we going to be spending eternity in the lake of fire? We know that Romans 10, verse 9, 10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But we know along with that, Jesus said the first word in his ministry was, repent. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and be converted. If you truly believe that your sins put Jesus on the cross, that he went there and died for you, and that you accept his substitutionary death in your place, if you call upon God the Father and ask that your sins be forgiven, and that you want his son, Jesus, to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation, without any problems at all. I want Jesus to be my Lord forever. That you want Jesus to give you the down payment on eternal life. That's the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you. And you will become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, a son or daughter of the living God. That is called the salvation, how the road to salvation, the way to salvation, to eternal life. And it's a decision you have to make alone. Nobody can give you salvation, can make that for you. And the key is you really have to repent of your sins, turn from your sins, turn to Jesus Christ, accept his mercy, his love, and his offer of salvation. And it's something, the sooner you do, the better, because, well, tomorrow may not come for a lot of you out there hearing the sound of my voice. And if that happens, it's too late then. Now is the best time to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen. And how sure can we be of that? Well,
100%.
All right. All right. Very good. I want to give you folks the phone number to order the Apothecary Herbs. It's theapothecaryherbs.com or 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. For the best natural medicines, the kind that God gave us. Wendy has them. And here also want to let you know that what Joe just told you, folks, there's nothing more sure. No one has ever, ever regretted receiving eternal life. But I can tell you right now for a fact, there's a whole lot of people out there that wish they had. And you see, there's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. I guarantee you, everyone either in heaven or hell, they're believers. You will be a believer. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. Always, always, let's do it.
Keep
fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.